Hi, Stephanie.
It's lovely having you around at our place on this Saturday morning. We'll just start off, like we always do, with what brought you to Island Baptist in the first place?
Well, we were living in Australia at the time and Googling various schools that looked good in Christchurch and came up with Island Primary. And then looking around on websites and things to see which churches would be nearby, and Island Baptist came up, and then we recognised Rod's name because we knew him from Auckland days, so we sent him an email and said what did he think, would we fit in at Island, or were there many young families there and things, and he said the best way is to come and have a look for yourself. So
yeah,
we did.
Yeah. So how long ago was that?
It's about 5 years ago now.
Yeah. And you stayed?
We did, yeah.
There were a few young families.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, no, it just seemed to fit in for us. It seems to work, yeah.
Do you have a particular talent that you would take to a competition?
I was asking Murray what he thought it was, and he hesitated. Maybe wrangling small children.
That could be really useful on one of those TV shows, I think.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you show that in your life?
It's probably just been more, well, I'd say I'm not always at home with my own kids, but maybe in the play centre setting with young kids if parents are needing a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friedrich Beckner has written, "If vocation is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet, what does vocation look like for you?"
It's an interesting one. I've always been, I suppose, drawn to education. So whether in a teaching setting or worked in a Christian school for some time. But then when we lived over in Australia, it was more within a church setting. But still, yeah, teaching and learning, I suppose, whether it's with children or adults. And then, yeah, back here in Christchurch, it's been more with Play Centre, which I've enjoyed, which has been working with the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you practice any particular spiritual disciplines?
I do enjoy Bible study. I find that's a way that God guides me. I like having a bit of silent time where I can. That's the main things. I've done journaling from time to time, which is always a good one, but not currently doing it. Yeah, it's probably the main ones.
When you say Bible study, is that on your own or in a group? Or?
On my own, and then discussing later with a group. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Who's your hero or heroine?
Oh, yes, I forgot about this question. I suppose it probably draws me back to our time in Australia again, was a family that we met there who we ended up working quite closely with. So it's a friend, Kathy Turner, and her husband, Andrew, who seemed to just approach their normal lives fairly strategically and, I guess, make a difference for the kingdom with what they did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations for us as a community along the lines of good books, good movies, useful apps?
What have I read lately? I've been reading Holly Catterton Allen, intergenerational something or other, which I found was dry in the beginning. It was a lot about a lot of theories behind why intergenerational things work, but as I got into the book, I found it quite life-giving. So I'll try and get the title there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was interesting to you about that intergenerational stuff?
I suppose just reflecting on how you can try and reinvent the wheel, learning something for yourself, or you can, a probably more effective and better way is probably to listen to wisdom of those who are further ahead, and the way that we can learn from people younger than us as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is bigger island.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. What particular gift do you think you bring to the Ilam community? Or gifts? More than one?
I don't know. Maybe. It's probably yet to be fully unpacked, so. I don't know. Maybe something along the lines of creative communication.
Didn't we just employ you recently?
Yes.
What is that role?
So that's the children's worker role. So part of that will be working with the children on Sunday in Kids Connection or mentoring. But there's also be elements of that will be looking to reach children and families in the community as well. So
it seems like a pretty big gift to me.
Yeah, so that's watch this space, I suppose.
Tell me more about the creative communication. What are you thinking about there?
I think with that one, for me, it's I enjoy seeing truth presented in creative ways. So whether it's through the arts or drama or that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Anymore.
So how do you want to do that, are you thinking about?
Yeah, I like to see people empowered to serve in a way that suits them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's where it can develop over time in different ways. Yeah.
Cool. Have you ever done any personality quizzes?
Yes, a few, yes.
Are you willing to share anything with us about what you've learned? If anything?
Yeah. So I think I'm in EN. How does it go? ENPF? Yeah. So that's extroverted,
yeah.
Though I do need my downtime. The N would be for intuition.
Yeah.
And the
P is for perceiving, is it?
That's right, perceiving. And the
Feeling,
yeah, that's right.
Not 100% sure, but yep.
Feeling or judging. Yeah, so I think it'd be more feeling based.
Right. Mm. So is that helpful to you?
It is quite helpful just to understand, I think, where you're coming from yourself and then when you're relating to other people as to that they might come from a different place as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You might see when you interview Murray that we're fairly opposite, so he and I. So.
Does he know that?
Yes. Yeah, so that's helpful, I suppose, to understand how each other works.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, in a relationship.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you done any other quizzes?
Yeah, I have over time. I remember doing one which was animals, and I came out as a dove.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'd still be that or not. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Whether you change as you grow and mature. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that one day there's going to be a new creation and a new earth. Are you looking forward to anything in particular when that happens?
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, seeing God's justice and then not seeing people in pain or suffering as we do around us now. Yeah, on a personal level, I could say, you know, looking forward to seeing those who have died in heaven.
Yeah.
So we lost a daughter between Hannah and Hosea, and her name's Rebecca, so looking forward to being reunited with her again.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
It is, really. Yeah.
So the last question is one from Barbara Brown Taylor, who actually is having another wee moment on the internet world at the moment. I think she's got a new book coming out. And her question is, what's saving your life right now?
I think Christ is, you know, I'm in the process of being sanctified, which is ongoing. So he's saving my life, but it's also in the context of Christian community at Ilam. With people around me rubbing off the rough edges and things like that.
Well, thanks, Stephanie. I am looking forward to seeing if Murray has got different, very different things to say.
Thank you.